Joining us now in studio is the city administrator in the fine city of Dundas. It's John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. What a beautiful morning.
It is, man. You're looking kind of spring-like there, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Things are just rosy in Dundas.
Yep. Things are doing great in Dundas.
You had a city council meeting last night, so we want to talk about that. One thing that's been on a lot of people's minds here recently has been that sales tax. There is a movement towards putting a referendum together to raise funds to build a new ice arena or a new city arena, I guess, or whatever they want to call it. And Dundas, tell us what you guys did last night at the meeting.
Well, basically, the City Council of Dundas followed Northfield's lead in permitting the process to go forward to have a 1/2 cent sales tax to support regional recreation on the ballot in November. So, Northfield's is a little bit more complicated because Northfield is going to be the owner-operator of the facility. Basically, for Dundas, it would be the city's only involvement would be to work with that work with the city work with Northfield as far as collecting the 1/2 cent sales tax, which could be used primarily for this purpose. It also can there's also a portion of the sales tax that can be used for other recreational regional recreational needs that could be used to support the regional park an ECRT trail to try to work with the state on some of the options to work with the state on the Milltown's trails portion, possibly maybe since the Memorial Field the Dukes especially serve a regional area maybe use something on the Memorial Field, possibly even going up to the outdoor ice rink where that basically we looked at a regional grant for that at one time and because it does serve a larger area so there's some possibilities of if the tax does pass that Dundas could use their portion to benefit some of the area wide recreational aspects that we have.
Now, if this does go through, and once again, you just what you did last night was approved staff to get the language together to put that
correct
on the ballot. But how, if it does go through, who collects that 0.5%? I mean, obviously the stores do it at the point of sale. But do you get that 0.5%? Does the Dundas portion go to Dundas, the Northfield go to Northfield, and you figure out what to do with it from there? Obviously, you're going to be committing 70%, I believe, to the arena, then the other 30. Is it your call where that 30% goes, or is Northfield collecting this? Who collects it?
Well, the state collects it along with the rest of sales tax.
Okay.
And again, as I'm not, I'm not totally familiar with the payout, so this could be or how that's paid. What my understanding of this, and again, this is only my understanding; it could be way off base, is that the city of Northfield and the city of Dundas will get their appropriate shares of the tax, and then we will most likely send the 70% to Dundas. Now, it could be that the state would actually assign the 70% that is collected in Dundas to Northfield and possibly pay Dundas the 30%. But it's my understanding it would come to the individual cities, and then we would have to spend it appropriately.
All right. So you would have discretion over, you being the city, Dundas would have discretion over that.
That's my understanding. Again,
okay.
I wouldn't necessarily take that to the bank, but that's my understanding.
Well, I'm sure that will be written out in stone before that whole thing gets to the ballot.
It will be carved in stone, I can tell you that.
All right. Let's move on. Hey, guess what? It's road construction season. Have you noticed any of that in Dundas yet?
I haven't. I know if you aren't paying attention, you're going to end up in a swamp down there.
No, County Road 1 is well underway right now. They've dug out much of the other road. I haven't been by there in a couple of days, but I know they have been working hard on that for quite some time. Give us an update on those construction projects, and especially what was discussed last night at the council.
Well, last night at the council, as far as road construction, the council approved two road projects. They're both roads that were acquired by the city. They weren't built by the city, and they were used as bypass and frontage roads for construction of Highway 3 several years ago. And so they have deteriorated to the point that they do need work. The Stafford Road basically serves the area from Franzenbank to America's Mattress along the east side of Highway 3, and then Cannon Road, which serves, which connects basically to Northfield, the Cannon Road in Northfield, and serves primarily in Dundas, the Dundas Dome, are scheduled for work. It's going to be a little bit different type of work on Stafford Road than on Cannon. Stafford is what's called a mill and overlay, which will be a very fairly simple. We have worked with the businesses, and basically is Stafford Road will be available 24/7, 365 to get to all of the businesses. You might have to be a little bit careful, and it will be flag controlled during normal business hours. But there will be one lane open. There might be some backups, but, basically all of the businesses will be available 24/7. That's part of the contract is that mm-hmm. the contractor's got to make sure that access to everybody is there.
Do we have dates on that yet?
We don't have dates on it yet. We haven't awarded the bid. We awarded the bid last night, but we haven't finalized with the contractor. They're supposed to start within 10 days of award. So we expect that to be starting in June sometime. There is some flexibility as far as when, where, and how with that, but we don't expect a big interruption because it is a small area to I shouldn't say it's a small project, but basically it's a project that can be done without major interruption of traffic.
All right.
There'll be some minor inconveniences, but I think when we get done, we'll have an improved area. Cannon Road will be a little bit different, but since the dome is closed in the summertime and that's the only business served by that area, mm-hmm. We will close that road totally to traffic, then the contractor should be able to move that fairly quickly also. So that should not be an extensive period of time. A little more work there, rather than a mill and overlay, it is a street reconstruction work, some street reconstruction work. But again, there should be, barring unforeseen circumstances, especially weather, because as soon as somebody puts a hole in the ground or whatever, it seems that the weather decides that it wants to make sure that there is some, there's some delays, some frustration caused to people. But assuming there's unreasonable delays, we expect that project should be only a matter of a few weeks.
All right. And for those in Northfield, can you still get to Dundas without traveling through Des Moines?
actually, it's Owatonna that we've managed to set the detour to. So,
no, Highway 3 will be open the whole time.
Highway 3 is, yep. Yeah, there's no construction on Highway 3. I just have to watch out for the signs so you know where to go.
All right. And as far as County Road 1, everything's on schedule so far. The weather, since it finally became spring, has gotten at least fairly decent.
Yeah, I think everything's on schedule. I know that we've been working with the contractor on County Road 1. The City of Dundas has been working our staff with the contractor because we're having to replace some underground piping and to allow the contractor to cut down the top of the hill, because when it was originally installed, it was installed at the proper level, but all of a sudden that proper level is about 2 feet above ground in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly proper level. So that has to be reprotected and redone. And in the meantime, the lines are discontinued. I think we're, you know, I think the last couple of days that's all been done. So we've got some temporary lines in. We are going to do part of the approval last night was the bond for what's called a pressure relief valve, which basically helps the water pressure adjust. Since our new well and also the majority of our storage is on the, or a big chunk of our storage, I'm sorry, not the majority, but a big chunk of our storage is on the hill in Bridgewater Heights, there is a differential in water pressure. So we have a very simple but fairly expensive facility to keep folks from in the lower area of the city to keep the water pressure from bursting all of their pipes and causing all kinds of leakage problems and that sort of thing. So we have to adjust the water pressure coming down the hill. We can't just dump water down the hill into the low area.
I would think not.
Cause some interesting problems with how valves work and how pipes work.
Your phone might start ringing.
I think the phone would be definitely ringing. I don't think it's a might.
John McCarthy is with us, Dundas City Administrator. You mentioned a bond. Anything else on bonds?
Well, that would be basically for the bond. We're going ahead with, now we're going to be going ahead with the bonding for that. Our engineer's estimates for the projects overall were a little bit high, which we're very happy with. So the projects came in under the estimate. So we're going to be adjusting the bonds down, the amount we have to bond for down a little bit when we finally go out to the or when we do go out for for the public hearing.
What's the price tag on that?
The price tag was a million, basically $1.2 million. We're probably going to get down to about just over $1 million as far as the total bond.
All right. All right. We're talking once again, John McCarthy. Got a couple of minutes till 9 o'clock. Wayne's coming in, of course, at the top of the hour. Liquor licenses. Did you update those?
Basically, June 1 is the time to renew all the liquor licenses. We basically renewed all of the licenses for the existing businesses. We do have a new applicant for another license. Martha's Eats and Treats are have applied for a wine and beer license. Mm-hmm. So based on approval of that, last night was approved, so it has to go through the final work with the state.
That's on sale, correct?
Yes. Basically on sale. Uh-huh. So as of July 1, should be able to get either a wine or a craft beer with your brunch.
Wonderful. Sounds good. All right. Anything else, John?
That's about it, Jeff. I think, was a pretty exciting last night. We moved a lot of things forward, but I think it's, we're going to have an enjoyable summer. It's going to be difficult with the construction, but I think that when we get done with the summer, it's going to be we're going to see a lot of improvements in the area.
Yeah, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Hopefully it'll be a good omelet.
All right, and hopefully don't have egg on your face.
Right, exactly.
All said and done with.
Yep.
John, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Dundas City Administrator John McCarthy.